Chapter 19, Alchemy of Tricks. Vanis walked down to unconscious woman and checked her temperature. As he attempted to lift her up from the ground, he felt an icy touch of a spear against his throat. Vanis looked at the woman holding the spear and slowly lowered the unconscious woman to the ground. He then raised his hands and slowly got to his feet. Vanis asked softly, "Can I please take her to a nearby safe zone? I might be able to help her there. She will die here if we stay." The woman lowered the spear from his throat and stepped back, allowing Vanis to pick up the conscious woman in his arms. They returned to Val's safe zone, where he had been earlier. Upon reaching the concealed rocky entrance, Vanis laid the conscious woman on the ground. The other woman kept her gaze fixed on Vanis the entire time. As Vanis started to press the rocks, there was no vibration. Vanis kept pushing the rocks and nothing happened. He heard the woman's toxic voice. "That's enough games. Why are you bringing us to an area that clearly isn't an area at all? What tricks are you trying to play?" Vanis felt the hairs on his neck stand up as he slowly and cautiously turned to face the woman with the spear. Vanis asked, "Please, give me a few minutes. I genuinely want to help." The woman just glared at him, gripping her spear tightly. Vanis sighed and activated the Godlet to open the map, hoping to find a nearby location. To his dismay, Val's safe zone was no longer displayed. Pointing to a new spot on the map, Vanis said, "We will take her there." The woman muttered, "What choice do I have?" Vanis asked, "What is your name?" "My name is Mayarin," she replied. "My name is Vanis," he responded. With that, they set out towards the nearby village. Vanis then asked, "So, what happened to you?" Mayarin responded, "Some creature was chasing us." Vanis inquired, "What kind of creature chased you? Was it a dragon of some sort?" Mayarin shook her head as she responded, "If it was a dragon, we'd certainly be dead. There would be no surviving an attack like that. Besides, whatever that creature was, it didn't chase us for long." Mayarin paused for a second, her gaze briefly shifting to her ill friend before returning to Vanis. "I didn't see the creature that chased after us. I asked Voilin to stay here while I went to confront it. But the creature was gone, and when I returned, Voilin was unconscious. There was smoke that was hazy, swirling with violet and purple hues. So I suspect she was poisoned, and that's why she's sick." Mayarin's gaze shifted to Vanis' gauntlet as she spoke in a lower tone. "What is that device on your arm?" "I've seen it before, but only on a few people, not too many." Vanis responded, "It's a high-tech gauntlet. Nothing special, it just shows me maps." Vanis noticed the gauntlet was flashing. He pressed the button and the map appeared. But to the top right corner, there was a flashing area that had a heading with the words "alchemy" written on it. Vanis pressed the button, revealing a few recipes of different types of potions and new spells. He rushed to see if there was a potion cure for poison. To his relief, there was one. Only one key ingredient was needed. Vanis began typing the names of the ingredients and noticed there it was Trust Hub. Their nearest location was within walking distance of their current position. With Mayarin's help, they went in the direction and found a big tree surrounded by scattered red flowers. Vanis checked the goblet and confirmed they were at the location of the Trust flowers. He gathered the ingredients and crushed them, following the custom instructions displayed on the goblet. Once he was done, he passed the medicine to Voilin. They waited patiently to see if Voilin was getting better. Her eyes began to flicker. She started groaning as her breath was becoming rapid. Gradually, her breath slowed at a normal pace. Then she opened her eyes. She woke up groggy, her movements slow, her face contorted in discomfort. Eyes widening in fear upon seeing Vallis, she instinctively backed away until her back was pressed against a tree. Vallis crouched to the ground, her gaze shifting anxiously between Vallis and Mehrin. In a soft tone, Vallis reassured her, "I'm here to help you. You don't need to be afraid." The woman looked around, her eyes darting with confusion, before she regained her footing. Turning to Mehrin, she asked, "What happened?" "My Mary is gone. I heard something from behind and then... nothing." Mehrin placed her hand on Voylin's shoulder and spoke, "I don't know what happened, but at least you're okay now." Mehrin then turned to look at Vallis and said, "He made the cure. Now we must go home." Mehrin asked Vallis, "Do you know where we are now?" Vallis, noticing her gaze on his gauntlet, he pressed the button to reveal the map. As Mehrin gasped in surprise, she explained, "I'm not sure how we got so far, but at least we have a way to find our way back." As dusk settled in and the chill of the evening set in briskly, Vallis suggested they find shelter for the night. Just as they began to move, then Voylin grew weak and stumbled to the ground. Vallis swiftly rushed to her aid, helping her regain her footing. With her feeling somewhat better, but still weak, Vallis supported her by putting her arm around his shoulders as they walked through the forest. After a while, they finally arrived at a clearing and set a fire. Vallis turned to Mehrin and asked, "Where are you from?" Mehrin replied, "My true home is far north, but it exists no more due to significant battle. We had no choice to leave, or else we would have perished. So, the last place I saw my people was southwest from here, and we are still in search for a new home. You don't look like you're around here, and usually people with that device are outsiders, not from this world. Did you acquire it from them, or are you outsider yourself?" questioned the woman. Vallis remained silent. Mehrin smirked and chuckled lightly and said, "Yes, your silence speaks volume. It confirms you're not from here, which explains your high-tech gauntlet. We are fortunate we cross paths. So, how do you find this world?" She gestured towards the swords and the scars on Vallis. "You must be getting used to this world now, judging by the swords and the scars." After some time, they returned to where Mehrin and Voylin had last seen their people. So that's actually the last chapter I've written so far. I am currently focusing on just writing the chapters in advance before I publish again. So it'll probably be a few weeks before the next episode is done and narrated. Posting these episodes, I hopefully will have a good few chapters written and so I can post on a regular basis. So that's what I'm focusing on now for the next few weeks, is just focusing purely just writing the story. And then once I have a good chunk of the story done, I will start narrating it and then I'll publish here. So if you are actually enjoying the story and you do want to get updated when the next chapter's out, and hopefully the next time I put a chapter out, it'll be a more consistent schedule. I would definitely highly recommend you press the follow button on whatever platform you listen to. It's the best way to get updated when the next chapter. It'd probably be a few weeks before I get a good chunk of the story written, and then I obviously have to narrate it for this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the story. And thank you for listening so far. If you are enjoying the story so far and there's a place to leave a review in whatever platform you listen to, it will help me dramatically if you could do that. Otherwise, still thank you for your support and I look forward to have the new chapter done in a few weeks' time. Thank you for listening and I hope you have a good day.